Hi everybody, thank you for tuning in to Interview with a Zombie. This is a special supplemental episode where I had the opportunity to speak to the director of community at Undead Labs, Sonia Weathers. She takes a few minutes to discuss Class 3, which is the upcoming zombie survival game from Undead Labs, being published by Microsoft on Xbox Live Arcade and newly announced on PC. Enjoy! Joining me today is Sonia Weathers, the PR flunky.
Director of Community. Already director, you need your edit button.
Director of... Well, I mean, it's a snazzy title. I'm the director of podcasting. From Undead Labs. And as you all are aware, listeners, Undead Labs is my flavor of the last year or so because they're developing Class 3. So, first off, Sonia, would you care to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sonia Weathers.
Right.
I'm the director of community for Undead Labs. I've been a community weenie now for a little more than 10 years. Mostly MMOs, but some sports games, some this, some of that. Been a game journalist. I've been a troublemaker. I've been a rant site writer. Mainly, I just love games, and I love gamers, and I don't want to get a real job.
Well,
so
that's awesome.
Here I am today.
That's why anybody ever really gets into the video game industry is because it's better than working at a car dealership.
You know what? It's the fastest 80 hours a week you ever loved.
Oh, 80 hours a week. That sounds scary. but like I said, I've been talking about Class 3 now for over a year. The general idea is wonderful and embraces our current zombie fanaticism. Would you care to explain exactly what Class 3 is?
Well, see, I ought to tease you about the website and how you should read every single scrap on it, because what it is on the website. but to not be a smartass, and by the
no,
way...
No, no, please
Lab,
do.
Undeadlabs.com, all kinds of good stuff. Everybody should read it. But the short version, without having to read that whole page of with beautiful art and colorful writing,
also videos,
is that and also humorous, is we're building a survival simulator where we want to know what happens after the zombie apocalypse comes, and how will you survive? It's not a shooter. It's not a role playing game. We give you the tools to go out there, establish a base, save other survivors, and make your own choices. And those choices will affect the things that happen to you, the dynamic contents created based on what you do. How your defenses stack up depend on how you build them. Where you go depends on what kind of transportation you decide to gin up for yourself. The word sandbox is heavily abused by people who don't really know what it means. But I like to think that that we do, and so that's what's that is going to be what happens.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But it must be just a huge undertaking for the developers themselves.
Oh, this isn't Bejeweled.
Right.
You know, this is a full fledged game. This is that we're building a world. We're building out the relationships between you and your survivors. We're considering food. We're considering ammo. We're considering zombies, weaponry, all the different elements of survival on top of a story.
So the general idea of Class 3, that we know it's a game, but after hearing your explanation, I almost hesitate to use the word game. Can you briefly explain what the underlying objective of it is?
So the objective is to go around and survive as you see fit in the world.
Don't get chewed on.
Yeah, there's try not to die, and really try not to die. There's permadeath. If your character dies, it's dead. You'll switch to the viewpoint of another character. So really, try not to die. But there is a story. There is a story arc and the story missions that come up are separate from the missions that are generated based on your choices. But there is a story mission, which is very, very loosely. You go from the fishing camp where you were when the outbreak began, and then you come out of your fishing camp and holy crap, zombies. And from there you go to a small town, and from there you move to a larger community. I can't get too much more into it without spoiling the story.
Sure, sure.
But there is a reason there is a reason you are traveling that arc.
Okay, awesome.
I mean, you could play for hours without touching any of the story stuff and just building out your base, setting up your outpost chains, stalking, running missions, bringing in survivors to help develop the outposts. I mean, the story's there, but that's almost beside the point.
So it really is true sandbox. It's just, you know, kind of do what you want, do what you can to survive.
You can't, for instance, deform, you know, you can't just take an axe and knock down the buildings, you know, to grab your materials. You couldn't do that. And you can't just turn any building into an outpost or a home. Like, for instance, the home's main requirement is that you have a fence around it.
Of course.
There has to be a defensible perimeter before you can claim a building as your home. And we don't make you bust up the furniture to get the wood to barricade.
Awesome.
But you can choose where to put the barricade.
Oh, okay.
For example.
Okay.
So it's, I want to manage expectations downward a little bit. It's not, the technology's not there yet for the fully deformable everything. But
sure.
This game is going deeper than anything I've seen or experienced yet.
That makes me warm and fuzzy. Now, you've mentioned permadeath. That sounds awful from player's perspective. Because, you know, you build up all these defenses and then you die and you start over from a different point of view.
No, you do not start over.
Okay.
You do not start over. You start the world as one of us, a band of, I believe, three survivors.
Okay.
And you can switch back and forth between their viewpoints. In fact, you should, because they need a chance to rest and heal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see.
And if one of them dies, well, you switch to the viewpoint of another one. And throughout the game, one of the major things you're doing is you're saving other survivors and recruiting them to join your band.
I see.
So you can switch to their viewpoints as well. They all have backstories and different skill sets and all that other sort of thing.
Now, is this a zombie game like we've come to expect in terms of action, like a Dead Island or a Left 4 Dead, or is this just more survival and less, I don't want to say less action.
There's a lot. The when they were showing me the game when I was on my interview, there's plenty of action. There's plenty of splatterific zombie parts everywhere, gore, ichor running in the street. Oh, and I was getting physically, my heart was pounding.
That's
watching
awesome.
Them driving through the streets, and I can't go into too many of the details yet because I'll ruin the demo for everybody, but it's really good.
Is there going to be a demo? I mean, a downloadable demo for those who can't get out to see the game in person.
I am not sure what they're planning to do at PAX. I know we are going to be showing at PAX Prime at the Labor Day weekend.
Awesome.
So I think any demo details are going to be waiting for then.
Okay, no problem. Now, can you explain the world itself then? You know, is it just one large ever-adapting place that players have control over? Or is it more of a character in itself that players need to adapt themselves to?
It's both. I mean,
okay.
It's one of those questions I'm like, I don't know how to answer this. It's both. The world is what it is. Zombies are what they are. The outbreak has happened and you can't change that. You can't make the outbreak end, but you can affect the world. I mean, the missions you get outside the storyline missions are entirely based on what you did. Your interactions with the other survivors are entirely dependent on what choices you made and how you chose to act with them. But it's not like an RPG where you're picking from like a little drop-down menu of stuff.
Okay.
It's not like that. It's a lot more fluid and dynamic.
Okay. Now you said mission, so players will be tasked with going out in the world and doing stuff rather than just setting up defense and sitting there.
Again, that's a choice you make.
Okay.
You can just go out and scavenge if you want. Missions will be generated depending on what you do, and you can take them or not.
Okay.
Or you can focus entirely on just building your base exactly as your strategy demands. I mean, it's not as cut and dried as other games I've worked on, which is part of why I sound like such an incoherent mess trying to explain it, is that
Well,
I don't have context for this. It's too new and different.
to be fair, too, you were displaced from your home during the power outages on the East Coast.
Dude, let me tell you, we are not ready for an apocalypse.
That's where I was going with this. It was almost as if,
Idiots.
yeah. But to get back to those quests, what would be the benefit of a player accepting a quest and then venturing forth into the world? I mean, is there loot in the game, or is it loot in a sense of just regular guns and regular ammo, things like that?
No, if you were to go into, say, one of the things that's important to them is that the things you find be rational for where you're looking. So if you've gone into a quickie mart, you can expect to find, groceries, whereas you wouldn't necessarily expect to find, a case of grenades,
Sure,
that sort of
sure.
thing. So you could just go out and explore the world and look for context, meaningful context for the things that you're after. But the missions might be a little might give you a little more direction
Okay.
for a particular outcome.
So you're not going to find the, axe of zombie smashing plus three or anything like
No, it's
that.
not that kind of game.
Okay. So it's certainly more angled towards being realistic. What would happen if the zombie apocalypse really did occur?
Well, and you also the things you have access to depend on how you've decided to structure your base and what upgrades you've chosen to make and what skills your survivors have. So again,
Okay.
it's all too dependent on the choices you make for me to sound like an intelligent human being.
Okay. Are there different zombie types?
We are not going to be Romero pure. This was a big old discussion on our website and on our message board, so I've actually been around this particular merry-go-round a few times now.
Okay.
It's most of the zombies are the shambling zombies of legend, but we have some specials in there that have different tactics and different speeds.
Okay.
And I think it's just enough to keep you on your toes and to periodically have your heart leap out of your chest and run away screaming.
Yeah. See, my biggest thing is that I was always under the impression that in especially in Class 3, but in the zombie apocalypse altogether, you want to avoid zombies. You want to get out there, get your stuff, and get back without being noticed. That's the key, because nobody wants to be a chew toy.
Zombies are attracted to sound.
Okay, so players will have to be careful of where they're going and potentially how much noise they're making as they go.
I think I won't get in trouble if I say yes.
Okay.
Because everyone's going to find out soon enough anyway, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, that sounds awesome. Okay, now,
Yes.
on
Yes.
top of that, I also recall hearing that players are going to be required to eat, sleep, drink, thus making places like the convenience store a requirement. That you have to go there to get food. There was also mentions you're going to be starting communities, growing your own food, and things like that. Are we going to expect all of that in the final release?
So the communities I was kind of talking about earlier, you establish a home base, your home, with a defensible perimeter and, a structure, and that's where you start. You can choose to build guard towers. You can arm your fellow survivors so they can pick off zombies that approach your perimeter. I mean, there's all that. Then that's where you start out with. You can also claim other buildings as outposts to help protect your supply lines as you're going in, but that's a slightly separate thing from your community. But your community, you can customize to quite an extent. Again, I can't really go into it because I'm a little. It's been a very busy 2 weeks, and I'm a little
Yes.
on what it was that I saw during my interview and what bits have been cleared for public discussion. But
Sure.
absolutely growing food. And you can also go out and raid food from those abandoned convenience stores. You might you might go out to raid and find the convenience store completely taken over by zombies, and you'll have to clear it out before you can get it what you need. Or you might find a band of other survivors that desperately require your aid, or possibly just want you to leave. I mean, it's hard to say. Depends on what you've done up to that point in the game.
Okay.
So yeah, the health and morale of your band of survivors is extremely important. And of course, the stronger your community, the more options you have strategically. If they're happy, if they're content because you've been a good leader and they've grown plenty of food and somebody who knows how to cook it's back there in the kitchen, you know, if you've been a good leader, you can start projecting your strength. You can start, you know, clearing out bigger areas of this overwhelmed town.
Okay.
Building your community isn't just growing food. It's actually crucial to the game itself.
Now, if I've learned anything from watching The Walking Dead, is that when you develop these communities, people will typically develop bonds and also conflicts within the community. Can we expect that in Class 3?
You are going to have to manage the full experience, good and bad.
Awesome. Okay. Now, another big thing personally for me is I'm kind of a show off. I know I seem very reserved, you know.
Sure.
But to be completely honest, I'm awesome. So I'm going to want people to see what I've developed. Can we expect a co-op mode in Class 3?
We just announced that we are not going to have a co-op mode in Class 3 at launch.
Okay.
At launch. We are planning to introduce that feature after launch when we've got a little bit more development done.
Sure.
But Class 3 is not going to launch with a co-op mode. There's more details on that on our website, which actually redirects to the forum because we put that Q&A in the Undead Labs forum. So if you go to the website and you look on the nav bar and hit forums and then go to Class 3 News, you'll see a Q&A where we talk about the co-op feature.
Awesome. Now, you said not at launch. Can you give us, you probably can't give us an exact release date because things change, but can you give
I'm
us
I'm not
an...
even hinting at it. I've been doing this now for 10 years,
right.
And I've learned that if I say it out loud, I will ruin it for everybody.
You really will. And I don't think I could ever forgive you. But can you give us an idea of where the game sits right now?
We have finished what when I say start to finish, it creates an expectation in players that isn't really fair, but we've got the skeleton done. We're in the middle of fleshing it out with the ichor and the rotting flesh and all that good stuff.
So the framework is there.
We're into the polish mode.
Awesome.
We're pretty excited.
That makes me happy. Okay, now, and it's also, Undead will be at PAX, showing the game off. Now, this is the first event that Undead is attending to show off the game. Not everybody has followed it as adamantly as I have. What can players expect to see at the event?
Not even talking about that, because I'll ruin that too.
No,
they're still there. I bet this team is going to be working on it up till the day we walk across the street and show it.
Okay.
I mean, they're right there in Seattle, so they don't have to build a Potemkin village just to get ready for a trade show. So
what
all is going to be included, we don't even know yet because we've got another 2 months to work on it.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it will be awesome. I've seen some videos, you know, of just some of, I'm guessing pre-alpha stuff that was put out just you know to tease the people that have been following the game, and it's awful what you do.
But
you know, seeing it and reading about it for this last year has been just a treat. My mind is just going absolutely wild. I've done multiple previews of it based on, you know, the stuff that's on the website. I would urge everybody to go check out undeadlabs.com. So, recently announced was that Class 3 is going to be available on PC as well.
Yes.
Care to embellish on that just a little bit?
There's not really a whole lot to embellish. That's one of the nice things about working with this team, in my opinion, having worked for teams of all different kinds, is they basically looked at it and they said, hey, we could make all these people, because we'd been getting a lot of feedback from folks hoping for a PC port. We can make all these people happy. It won't impact our development schedule. So, hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
And Microsoft was totally on board and totally supportive of that. So we did it. It's not going to affect. I spent a fair amount of time reassuring our Xbox people who have been with us from the absolute beginning. I mean, totally awesome, awesome community. I've spent a lot of time reassuring them that we're developing on the Xbox. We love the Xbox. We're launching first.
Mommy
on the
and
Xbox.
Daddy love you both the same.
The PC versions, you know, they're like the second child. They're coming second. The Xbox version is launching first. Yes. But Class 3 will be available on PC and Xbox. We're very excited.
Well, and here's another question that I hadn't asked yet. Class 3 has been just a code name up until this point. Mm-hmm. Do we have an idea of what the name will be, or at least when the name will be announced?
I have no idea. I mean, I know the name, but I don't know when we're announcing.
Oh, I see.
Announcing for PAX. Okay. So I'll have to let you know about that.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. So I will bother you every day until I get the exclusive. You have a 4-year-old, so you know how to deflect that stuff, though.
I think we're making it exclusive to the internet. So.
Oh, wonderful. I own the internet. So.
Exactly.
All right. But I don't have any other questions for you, at least not any that you can actually answer.
I know, I'm useless to you right now.
But there is one other question. Can we do this again closer to launch?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
As far as I'm concerned, we can do this every month. I mean, it's changing and adding things that quickly.
As long as you keep adding stuff, I will certainly do this every month. I'm... And I know everybody else who's following the game is also looking forward to this. This sounds like something that gamers, at least on console, have never ever seen before. So,
I've seen sandbox games on PC, but I haven't seen anything like this. Which, with just the sheer amount of stuff that you can do to change that changes the story around you, I just haven't seen that before. I don't think anybody's tried it yet. It's extraordinarily ambitious, but that's part of what makes it so exciting. You got to go to the meet and greet we're having right before PAX so that you can see these guys and feel how infectious the sheer creativity is.
Yeah, I will certainly try. You know, if there's any game that's on my most anticipated list, this is certainly it, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I want to thank you for your time here today too.
Thank you so much for having me.